Hey guys, it's Hugo, and today we are going to be talking about where remote control car brands are on the leaderboard and which ones are the best. So first off, we're going to talk about Traxxas, because apparently it's the number one brand and the most known that I know of, with the new release, well, a couple years back actually, with the release of the X-Max and then the UDR and then the TRX4 Sport and the regular one. But they have really changed their bodies over the period of time, with new releases and new customizations that you could do on it. They even came out with the Slash 4x4 with the brushed edition, and they even came out with the Rustler 4x4, which I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a Rustler just like two-wheel drive from the back. What else? They also came out with the TRX for Tactical, which basically looks like a military unit. I don't really know much about crawlers. I know more about like racers and stuff like that. They also came out with the crawler kit. They came out with some new boats too, like the Spartan, the racing boat, and the catamaran or something like that. Really, really nice boats. They look really nice, honestly. They also came out with a new body for the Latrax Rally, and with the Bronco for the TRX4. So yeah, Traxxas has really advanced over the years with everything that they've made. So yeah. Also, the same rally body that was on the Latrax, they put on the Slash. They also put a new body out for the Stampede 4x4 kit. I'm not sure if you could use it with the regular ones, but I'm pretty sure you can. Over the years too, they also came out with the Bandit, which was a really nice truck. Well, buggy, sorry. One of my favorite is the the UDR. It's a little pricey, but compared to other like Baja cars, it's a really cool one, and the suspension is really plush, and I really like it. I mean, I haven't ridden it by myself, but it seems really cool. So let's move on to the next. The next number two on the leaderboard is HBI Racing. I don't really know much about HBI. I know that they have really cool cars. I know they have this really the Savage, which is really cool. What else? They took out the Nitro rally car, and then they also got the what is it called? The Chevrolet El Camino SS for like a truck body. And yeah, there's a lot of new stuff coming out for them. So let's go to home. So let's go to the new things they have come out with. Let's see here. Got out for a second, but so the new cars that might have that can't come out were the really, like, I don't know, I guess the newest one is the Sport 3-Flex 4 GT, and then some. I'm not sure how old these are, but there's a Crawler King. I don't know if you guys know about the Wheelie King. That one's really cool. They also put the Jump Shot, which I don't really know about HBI. I don't know if I mentioned that. But that's a Jump Shot ST, which is kind of looks like a buggy / truggy. So the Jump Shot is ST, kind of V2.0 looks like I don't know, like a truggy combination with like a buggy. The Jumpshot MT is like a truck. It looks pretty cool. Also took out the E10 turning Michelle Ab. I don't know how to say that name, but that one's pretty new. I don't know. And then they brought in the Savage XS Flux. I think they also added a Venture Toyota FG Cruiser. So basically, these bodies and how the trucks are made are really going into detail of like a scale look. I have found and seen like the rally cars and like the Baja trucks. RC companies have really been making them more scale looking, and it really looks cool. So moving on, third place in the leaderboard is Losi. So Losi right now, with their new the Raptor Ray and the King Shock one, the body, and the Black Rhino body, those are really nice. I haven't ridden or used one of these, but I know they're really good for like suspension wise. I'm not sure if you would really like ramping it like over a lot, because they're not really made to do like big sick jumps. So those are the two models that Losi took out for their desert racer. Also the Super Baja Ray, which is 1/16 scale, and the Ford Raptor Ray is 1/10 scale. They're both 4x4. But yeah, the Super Baja Ray is way bigger, and it's honestly way nicer in my point of view. They also took out the 22S Kicker SE ready to run 1/10 scale two-wheel drive short course truck. And they also took those are two nice ones. They're just different bodies for it, which is pretty nice. And then they also took out the Tenacity Method SCT, which is 1/10 scale, and it's ready to run. I'm not sure if these, I've heard these are for both the Tenacity and the 22S Track Ready SCT. I think there's a brushless conversion. I'm not sure though. I think the Tenacity comes with, but I'm not sure. I haven't really found information about these. I just know there's two different bodies. There's a Fox Racing body, and then there's also the Method. I think that's the regular one. So those are the new ones, the new stuff that have come out. And yeah, they're really nice. Losi is really getting up there. Like a couple years ago, it wasn't really that popular, but now like with the new Ford Raptor Ray, it's doing really good. Also the Rock Ray is a really nice truck. I'm not sure how long it's been out there, but on the website, when you click on new releases, it doesn't really come up, so I'm not sure how old that is. So let's go down to fourth place. In fourth place, we have Team Associated. So we have next Team Associated. They have a lot of really cool designs and stuff. I don't really know much about them, but I know they're in fourth place. So that's basically it, guys. Oh, also they have a lot of parts. There's more in the leaderboard, but that's all I have time for today. So thank you for listening to this podcast. And yeah, have a good day.